We're in the graveyard. The chords are coming. The graveyard chords. Your fingers here, says Jollymore. In by me, rough with me. In too close. I can smell his tobacco mouth, his stove oil clothes, his sour milk breath. His air enters my mouth as my nose passes it along. With my left hand, he's intimate in the way fighters and lovers are, getting flesh to serve. He extends my fingers, manhandles them, gets them born and bearing at points low on the guitar neck. Move this one here. That one there, that's right. Walk up the roof. And that, friend, is a C chord. Feel it, learn it. Learn how it is because I'm showing you. I knew you had the hands. I saw the hands right away. And you're not Harold anymore. You're Harry. Yes, sir. If it's the guitar you're playing, it's Harry. The pick. Take it. Rake it. Don't lose it in the grass. Rake it across the strings, top to bottom. Don't baby it. It'll take all you give. A guitar will. Unless you're those idiots who beat them up on stage. The pick was slipping from my hands. Feather and bullet, he said. Hold the pick like a feather and a bullet. Light, as all around you pinch it hard. Hold light, pinch. Is some logic missing? I do know that the weight of your thumb resting on the index knuckle with a pick between, it felt like it should have been there all along. A guitar pick to hold and clamp hard and gentle. That's what he was saying. A gentle clamping. Well, the guitar belonged here in my hands. His dried blood guitar pick. I put up a foot on Molly Johnson's family plot. The graves. My knee balanced the guitar. The strap hanging, my fingers where he had showed me. I found myself serious, concentrating. I raked the pick across the strings. Clean. You played that clean. I knew. I saw the hands right away. Now hold that woman tight. As you climb on up her roof. Follow me with the pick. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Heavier on the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Try. 1, 2. 1, 2. And then he sang, oh cannonball, oh cannonball, where you gonna fall, oh cannonball. I looked up as I bumble strummed the sky. It was never so blue, and the sun, it had a strange warmth. The graveyard fringe flowers threw a perfume my way, winked in a touch of a breeze. Blue-black green birds came on wing, alighted on the gravestones, here for choir practice. Jollymore was done. Can you show me more? I said. Jollymore looks with big eyes, then laughs and laughs. Before coming in close and getting rough with my fingers again. F, a steeper roof with a flat top. Don't forget that C. C is the key to the Cadillac. C. Try the F. C. F. Give them to me. It's hard on the hands. His look is disapproving. C. F. Climb up the roof. Now the steep roof, flat top. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. Close your eyes. Open them. Play what I showed you clean, always clean. Hear me? Do you hear? That's a guitar player. You're a guitar player, Harry. The priest was outside the Glebe house. Don't look at him, said Jollymore. He's a man, and this is important. Now the G, and this will be all I'll show you. Learn this and the other two, like you're holding on to a mountain branch and below is a tiger. The G is a low roof with a low angle, two outside fingers on the third fret. The fret. Those are the steel bars that go across the board. The other finger, just inside and above on the second fret, 3 points. Loosen your fingers. Hold them tight. Give me the F. Give me the C. The G. Nope. No. That. That. Now C. Good. F. Good. G. Again. Again. Once again. That 1, 2, 3, 4. Switch it to 1, 2, 1, 2. Don't baby, but know it. And Harry, the old life is gone. I'm not very old, I said. You'll see how old you are. You want to get out of here? This is your way. For some reason, even then, I knew that his get out of here, it meant the village, yes, but also to transcend, to get out of yourself. From the get-go, the job is to transcend, and few ever do. C, the root, F, G, the fourth, the fifth. Count, C, 1, D, 2, E, 3, F, 4, G, 5. Those 4 and 5 have a strong connection with the 1. The basic chords to any song on the spot. Roofs and roof climbing. But what is this deep, deep inside me that recognized all of this? Recognized these patterns. Knew these shapes. These guitar chords were the forgotten doors to the forgotten rooms, where treasures climbed from floor to ceiling. Strangely, back. I blazoned them in my mind, so they would never again leave. The priest was crossing the road, heading to the graveyard, to us. Harry the guitar player. Run through it again, but Harry, Harry, it's not the guitar, it's the words. A guitarra, e a haina, mas demo, eso hay. It's a marriage of words and music, but the words are bigger, the song as you know it, for the words is bigger. Play me what I showed you. 1, 4, 5, C, F, G. Follow me. 1, 2, 1, 2. Change. That's it. 1, 2, 1, 2. Strum. That's it. I'll call out the chords. The priest was coming. He's a man, said Jollymore, in a low growl. And this is a moment. It's Harry's moment. I didn't know what to do. I played, I guess, because Jollymore sang with the priest practically upon us. He marched the green in black shoes, pants and shirt, white collar. Oh, cannonball, oh, cannonball, where you gonna fall? Oh, cannonball, strike you in the kitchen, strike you in the hall, nail you in the ass, and end it all. Jollymore hacked, spat, ahemmed. The priest stood with his hands on his hips, giving us and the situation a sarcastic, nice. Did I hear nail you in the ass? The cannonball, yes, nail you in the ass. Do you think that's appropriate language near the house of the Lord? It's a song, man. Man? Well, this is a job, man. And if you both want to continue working here, I suggest you put that away. Is the grave ready? Jollymore stared him down and then said, hole in the ground ready. Father Ron kept his eyes on him, shook his head, and walked on. No hands behind his back in prayer. Jollymore took the guitar from me. He set it behind a gravestone. Man, that's what that guy is. That's what that guy is. He could not have been more disparaging for some reason. I looked at Jollymore, his collarless shirt, his Texas necktie, the crucifix. He didn't seem to have a friend in the world, but he had backbone. He never brought a lunch. He said he got his nutrition from his chewing tobacco. He took my pastry when I gave it, every day. He was like a housefly around sugar. There wasn't a bad tooth in his mouth. No, he was even more unique for me now. So singular. But now was an imbalance between him and Father Ron and me and Father Ron. I was staring at Jollymore, and he caught me. I looked away. Had this man invested a life in guitar, in song? Sure, he had. Sure. The truth came with prescience, his investment in music. But why did I feel that quick that it was a cross I now bore? Because it was a cross I now bore, that fast, that true, a saddle over the neck, a heavy bag of gems. I would carry this through life. Take it home tonight, he said. The guitar? Yes. If the valley calls your name, there will be nothing you can do. She's a mistress, and one strand can pull a barge across a river. Pay her heed, but be suspicious of every word, because there's something always behind what she says. Do you know what a siren is? Something that'll wreck your ship is what? Well, she's that, a siren. But you're on the sea anyway, so come on. Let's get to that grave before Father Ronnie makes another round in his flowing gown. The guitar, I said. It's on the grass. His eyes grew big then, and he laughs and laughs, his eyes cooling next to star twinkling. It was my concern that brought on the good wave, the good time smile. The good time smile forged in places I had never been, but would be going. My interest in the welfare of the guitar, the thing which only a day before I cared nothing about, for some reason. It made perfect sense to me, when it shouldn't have. Jollymore gestured with a long arm to take it off the grass, and I studied his hand at the end of the arm. I saw the long finger, the long lines at the back, the blue and eel grass green veins where blood still supplied him. His nail was clean, though he worked in a graveyard, in dirt and grass, long and clean. Why didn't I see that before? A large, smooth, clean hand. I set my gloves, like two legs, wedges under the guitar to get it off the grass of the Sampson family plot. Put it on the other side. They're vampires, guitars. They don't like sunlight. I set it on the north side of the tubercular family plot, and when Jollymore turned in profile, I double-checked the guitar's balance. I wiggled its neck, doing a flash moment study of its overall architecture. Seductress, he said. I saw the curves and brushed a loving knuckle too against the headstock. Leave it. Come on. I can't lose this job, else the cats will have no milk. The entire day, with every above-ground task I performed, I looked over at the guitar. When I was down in the grave, I couldn't see her. But I knew her direction, and I kept myself slightly oriented. That way, I thought of her. The girl at the bar who is looking at you the whole night, and when you meet at night's end, the two of you walk into a rocket bound for space. I stopped with the pick, the earth pick, stepped back in the hole when there came direct sunlight down. I studied at the hands Jollymore had been watching. I had short, dirty, chewed nails, but I guess they were long. I squeezed the fingers of my left hand, the idea hand. A resonance was still there from the cording. I made a fist. The hand buzzed. Both did. I did. This can go anywhere, I thought. But for the time being, memory saved those patterns. You do know the word reckoning? That was the feeling. That was the feeling, all right. But reckoning in the archaic, or let's say biblical sense. I had signed a bill of laden. Reckoning. And up the road a piece I would pay a large sum for the good taken on credit. An ever-growing icy gold shadow would grow over me that only gains strength and ultimately destroys what's below it. You're caught up. You will in no way and under no circumstance turn away from it. The boulder careens through the tunnel. Kafka says, the hare frolics in the glade, unbeknownst that the hounds have been loosed. It's day's end. The grave is dug. He shows me the cords one more time. Then by its neck and with his blessing I go with it. The graveyard guitar. Watch me carry it. Jollymore's graveyard guitar. To my bike. I take the strap with a leg over the crossbar and on the pedal. I ensure the guitar is tight before setting it over my shoulder, ensuring the clip is clipped fully, the strap is holding it to me. I push away from the church, wobble in the dirt, but on the road I gain momentum and straighten. See you tomorrow, I say, a hand up to wave. Don't lose the pick. Feather and bullet, I say. I remember his stare, that there could have been a frown on his face. One eye was closed to the sun. If anyone could know what had transpired today, it was that man. A car passed, another. Calls came out the windows. What are you doing with the guitar? Did you steal it? You can't play that. Is that Harold Jacobson? What's the guitar for? Playing, I holler back. Yes, it's a guitar. So what? Harold Johnny J, says my father when I showed him that evening what I had. Friend, he says, I'm a fiddler and don't know a great deal about guitars. I do know some. That there is a Banner J45 Gibson. As the men were off fighting in World War II, Banner Gibsons were made by women. Pretty Paws did the sacred sanding and gluing, the binding. Mothers live in those guitars. And for the guitar player, these are the Holy Grail. Harold, Jojo, he gave it to you? He plays? No one knows what goes on down there at Slow River where he lives. I only ever saw him mow and fix lawnmowers on his picnic table, burning his trash cans winter and summer, and feed his cats. Highly, highly valued, sought after and expensive as the old Jesus. That Jollymore might not know its value. You have something in your hands there. You make sure that it gets back to him. He'll need it for the flood. Flood? But he walked off, leaving me with his puzzle. I never knew what flood meant. I came to know. Words had for a while taken a hold of me. Jollymore had said, it wasn't the guitar, it was words. Maybe that's what impressed me most. I went to the bedroom with the graveyard guitar. By 9 p.m. and no supper, I had C, F, and G down. My left hand ached, so I took a break and on paper drew out 6 lines. Another 6, then another 6. I sketched out the chords, then taped the sheet to the wall. I wrote the words, roof shapes, above. Then I took the sheet down and wrote out the words to the cannonball. This I taped to the wall before going back over C, F, and G chords, committing them to my psyche, to playing them without thinking about their architecture. It's midnight then, and no supper. I discover that if you move those roof shapes down the neck of the guitar, you got new oral landscapes, and you can sing that cannonball as you went down, and it got easier, but required force. That's right, I sang the song there and then, on this, my inaugural night. I had never sung a song before, maybe a Christmas carol or two. This was singing, but also more. It was preaching. It was a world where I walked tall and saw the miles and miles and miles of meadows and paths and birds and angels. Fairy Wings and Castles and Dark-Eyed Girls. By 2 a.m. and no supper, I learned that within those chord shapes, all along the neck, are beautiful, singular, speaking lines. Notes. My father entered my room at 3 a.m. Good, because the guitar was out of tune. Friend, we've come to a decision. But first, there's a demon living in you. Second, you have no doubt discovered your calling. Most people can't find that in a lifetime. Here's the procedure. Your food is cold and on the table. Heat it up, eat it, then bed. In the morning, you get that back to him. Your mother and I can't sleep, so make it snappy. We've decided one thing, that we're going to get you a guitar. I ate and returned to my room, but couldn't find the pick. I played two or three subdued notes. Where was the pick? I looked around. I couldn't find it. I was dead tired. I lay the graveyard guitar alongside me, said goodnight to it, and couldn't wait to wake. That pick would turn up.